This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a very special edition of Joy's very own show about pets. I am Kevin. Thank you to Leo and Jono for another fab morning of tunes, and thank you to Jim for the news. Now it is all hands on deck this week. Everyone is in the studio today, so it's here Kevin, Kate, Alan and Oslam. Hey guys.
Hello.
Oh, it's a chorus.
That's right.
Now it is a very special week here at Joy 94.9.
Get it right.
It is the annual radiothon, which kicked off with a bang this morning.
So we are calling out to all of you sitting at your desk, zipping out to lunch, taking your bubs to daycare or having a sticky at home. Show your love for Joy, not just by listening, but take out a membership.
And why stop there? Make your pooch and cat a member too. We know we have a few fans out there that are of the four-legged variety. Jordan, for starters, who is also a former resident of the home.
And our lovely volleys are standing by waiting for you to answer your calls over the next 3 hours. So get dialing.
It is 1-300-JOY-949. If you want to become a member, just like some of the following people, we had Kevin from Albion who became a member, and that's actually me. I just got handed a sheet of paper with some people who become members, so that was me.
Kev.
Thank you very much. I renewed my membership. We also had Jack from Caulfield South who became a full member but also made a donation as well. We'll read a few more out throughout the day.
So to dial, you dial 1-300-JOY-949. And if you're calling from overseas, use 613-927-6000 or send an email to members@joy.org.au.
Or go online, joy.org.au. Sorry, Alan.
And remember, everyone who renews or joins from May 31st, today, until June 7th, goes in the draw to win a brand new Suzuki Swift valued at over $21,000. Courtesy of proud Joy sponsors Yara Suzuki in Abbotsford.
Woohoo! Nice zippy car.
Yes.
I know, I don't have a car.
And look, it's not that expensive to join as a member of Joy either. It's just $72 for an individual, $96 for a family. And if you get a family membership, you can add your pets on as well. So come on,
guys, get your pets.
Concession is $36, under 18, $22, and business is $165. Coming up on the program today, we'll be sharing how Joy brings joy to our lives, but we do want to hear from you. So the question we're asking today is, how does Joy bring joy to your world?
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Don't forget, you can also SMS us on air 0427-JOY-949. But definitely, if you're looking at becoming a member, give them a call, 1-300-JOY-949. They are standing by waiting, but also coming up on Pets Allowed today.
We're going to hear from the Lost Dogs Home staff on why Joy rocks their world.
We get out our Joy passports and head up to London Town to catch up with Bonnie and Mark, the proud owners of Possum, who was adopted from the North Melbourne shelter last year.
And I will share a really interesting study that looks at the science behind our bond with dogs.
And of course, it's business as usual with dog dates at the end of the program.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Joy to the World Radiothon is here, so get dialing. We've got volunteers standing by, 1-300-JOY-949, or go online to joy.org.au. It is the first year where you can sign up online as a member of Joy. But it is time for the Pets Allowed News Wrap, and it is time to recap the news and events last week. Big week for our feline friends as well. We had a little bit of last night with the great Catsby.
We've been hanging out to do that.
Before the Great Catsby, we actually had a big weekend of adoptions for the cats as well.
We're actually smiling from whisker to whisker with the amazing adoptions that we had over last weekend. We adopted out 14 adult cats and 7 kittens. This is last weekend. And we also adopted out 13 dogs and 7 puppies.
So quite a busy weekend for adoptions as well. Yeah. But I think last night we did quite a good job.
That was the night of nights, you know. Roll over, Baz, you know, don't go to the premiere of The Great Gatsby. Everyone should have been at the Lost Dogs Home. It was fantastic to see people coming in and coming to look at adopting our cats. And we actually adopted 14 on the night, which we think 14 cats in 3 hours, adult cats at that, was
averaging
in
about,
the rain.
Yeah, 5 cats
in the rain was
in the rain as well. So we were, you know, all day we're thinking, oh my gosh, it's raining, we're not going to get anyone.
We were really worried, weren't we?
But everyone that came was actually really interested in adopting a cat or might come back later. But yeah, 14 adoptions was fantastic.
It was brilliant. Yeah, and all the staff really enjoyed it. We all got, you know, a lot of us got dressed up and
definitely there were feather boas and feathers and headbands and a lot of scatting everywhere. But it, just the general atmosphere was fantastic. Yep. It was so nice to stay back in the evening at the home with some great jazz music, lots of smiles, lots of emotions.
That's right. I think everyone was genuinely excited and, you know, people perhaps, you know, helping that wouldn't normally work in the cat area, helping people to choose a cat and helping. We took photos of new families and
it's just so
with
busy
their cat.
As well,
it
but it was fantastic. But, you know, we have been talking a lot about cats recently, but it is time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
Now, we thought we'd be a bit fairer and introduce you to a dog this week. So, Alan, what dog do we have?
This week's Pet of the Week is Rose, and Rose is a 2-year-old Border Collie, or maybe Border Collie cross, and she had a bit of a sad start in life. She was one of a group of over 60 Border Collies which were rescued from a puppy farm. So she was destined to be used as a breeding bitch. She's a really energetic young dog. She's got an active brain like all Border Collies, and she really wants to learn. As we said, she had a pretty horrible start in life, and for that reason, she's a bit timid to start off with. So she's looking for a kind, steady home with active adults who can take her to training. She's a Border Collie, so as you know, Kevin, she will be really active. So she needs daily
lots
walks
of training in
or
there.
Runs. She needs secure fencing and lots of love. She'll need some training, and she has an old skin condition on her face, which is healing up, but it's left some scarring. So her number is 929-221, and she's at North Melbourne, so you can call on 03-9329-2755.
But if you missed her ID number or just want some further information on how to adopt, check out our website, which is dogshome.com, or contact our North Melbourne shelter. But if you've been thinking about becoming a member of Joy for quite a while, now is the perfect time. It is Radiothon. Don't forget, you can win a Suzuki Swift.
Woo-hoo.
Who doesn't want to win a new car?
It's a great
just
car.
Give them a call, 1-300-JOY-949. You can actually see on our Facebook page a photo of Alan, Kate and I with the Suzuki Swift, and I must say we are looking pretty.
Oh, you guys modelled that car so nicely.
That was just one shot too.
Absolutely.
You have a
first
whole catalogue of them, have you?
No, we just took one shot. We had that. Oh, yeah. We had it all done.
And now it is time for a little bit of Robbie Williams with Rock DJs, one of Kate and mine's favourite.
Yeah. Go, Robbie.
This is the Joy to the World Radiothon.
Get calling and become a member of Joy during 2013 Radiothon. It is, you know, you're going to become a member of or renew your membership of the gayest station in the nation, Joy 94.9.
Join now and be in the draw to win a Suzuki Swift valued at over $21,000. Courtesy of proud Joy sponsors Yarra Suzuki Abbotsford. And as we said before, the membership rates are, I think they're really reasonable for a family, $96. Mm-hmm. And as we said, you can include your dogs in that as well, or your cats. An individual, $72. Concession, $36. Under 18, just $22. And for a business, join up your workplace, why not, at $165.
But don't forget to include your pets as well. Come on, they want to be a member of Joy too.
That's right, they're family, so why not make them a member? Okay, so with today's program, we thought we'd take the opportunity to reflect on our time here at Joy. And it has truly been a joy coming here every week. I know I speak for all of you guys.
Yeah.
Really, really do enjoy it. And the Lost Dogs Home as an organisation has gotten a lot out of it, and so have we on a personal note.
Mm. So Pets Allowed kicked off in October last year, and we've covered all sorts of topics from dog dancing to mental health and training, pretty much everything, really. So, Kevin, it was your idea, wasn't it? Some time ago.
It was a bit of a brainchild of both me and Philippe from Joy. We had originally approached Joy to talk about sponsorship and getting some Lost Dogs Home sponsor ads running on Joy and everything like that. And the idea came up that, well, Joy's never really had a show about pets before, a dedicated show about pets. And we thought that would be a great idea. He introduced me to Chris and Cam, who were on the air at the time when he introduced me to them. And they thought it was going to be a great idea as well. So I went back to the Lost Dogs Home and I said, hey, guys, we've got this great opportunity. You know, we can get a show on air on Joy about pets. And, you know, I did get a bit of a crazy look going, why would we do that?
That sounds like a lot of work.
That sounds like a lot of work. But, yeah, I put together some information about why Joy was so important, why the community is so important, and why, you know, how much pet lovers we all are, at, yeah. you know, part of the GLBTIQ community. And, yeah, it just all went on from there. And here we are, 8 or 9 months later, I think it is now.
I can't believe how fast it's gone. Mm. I mean, it's
October last year. So
when we started. Yeah.
We're approaching a year, guys, in a few months. So. Yeah.
And we've all had so much fun doing it as well. So it's been fantastic for all of us. Mm.
And Kate, you've worked at the Lost Dogs Home for 18 years now, and you've been involved with a range of programs through the home. Can you tell us how Pets Allowed and our involvement with Joy has been a benefit to the home as one of these programs?
Well, I think it's certainly raised awareness for the home and, you know, for the benefits of adopting. We know firsthand that someone who's been listening has gone and adopted a cat from the home, or Truman.
Yes.
So that's why we're here for. And I think we all love talking about the Lost Dogs Home and pets in general. We're all animal lovers, so it's been great to be able to do that every week. On a personal note, I just really love being part of this community. It's a pleasure to come in every week and meet everyone here from Joy. It's been great professional development, I think, for us as well, coming to the radio and you know, learning all about radio. So I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
It's great when people come into the vet clinic and say they listen to the show, which happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
I really
We had
that.
A dog lover show as well. We had a couple of people come up.
That's right.
And say, oh, listen, you guys, I'm Pets Allowed.
Mm-hmm. I had someone come up to me and go, oh, yeah, I heard this girl talking about this, you know, this cat, Chip. And I go, that was probably me. But, you know.
Great they said girls. Well, I get that as well. We do sound a lot younger. It's nice.
Yeah. Young girl.
But, that getting that feedback, it's just fantastic.
That's right.
And so, and receiving people's messages and emails week to week has been a really good way to see who's listening and what they're getting out of the program.
And don't forget, we do want to hear from you. How does Joy bring joy to your world? We know we're talking a lot about ourselves at the moment, but we do want to hear from you as well. So 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And if you want to become a member, give us a call, 1300JOY949. Our volunteers are standing by. It is Radiothon. It's the perfect time to keep us on air, keep Pets Allowed on air. Come on, guys. You know you love us every week.
Right.
And we love being here as well. So become a member.
So Joy to the World. Radiothon is here. Get dialing. It's 1300JOY949 or email members@joy.org.au to become a new member or renew your membership of Australia's gayest station, Joy 94.9. Join now and be in the draw to win a Suzuki Swift valued at over $21,000, courtesy of proud Joy sponsor Yara Suzuki Abbotsford.
And would you like to know how much it costs?
Yep.
Deal. It's well worth the bargain.
It is a bargain.
And so families can take out a membership, an annual membership for $96 that will include your pets. Individual at $72. Oh, I just heard the phone ring there. That's fantastic.
Someone's ringing.
Concession at $36. Under 18s at $22. And businesses only pay $165.
Your pets don't get voting rights though, do they?
No, they don't.
Which is a bit unfair.
But don't forget, you can also jump online and sign up as a member. It is the first year you can do that. And we've had some of those. We've had Aiden from North Melbourne who joined as a concession member online.
Thank
Christopher
you.
From Essendon who joined as a family online. So hopefully he added his pets as well. It is joy.org.au, which is the website to do that. Now, we love Pets Allowed. We love the Lost Dogs Home on Joy. And so do our staff at the Lost Dogs Home. So I caught up with a few of them this week to hear what they loved about Pets Allowed.
I love all the cats. I love Joy because of all the informative stories that I hear every single week, and I just love listening to the guys on the radio.
The anchors are funny.
I love the Lost Dogs Home because Joy are probably the best radio station to promote such a great organisation and for everything that the Lost Dogs Home does.
The team keeps the audience engaged.
I love all the cats.
I love hearing about all the animals that go on to find homes after they're promoted on Joy.
I love the show because here at the shelter we get to see the direct impact that the show has when people come and adopt animals. Plus we get to listen to the great music from 12 to 1 every Friday.
I think the Joy community is such a great audience for the Lost Dogs Home because they're such a pet-loving community.
They have so much energy and I just love listening to the stories that they say, and it makes me proud to be a member of the Lost Dogs Home.
I love all the cats.
And I love listening to all the great advice Dr. Allen and the team give me as a pet owner.
I love Joy because it's a great community radio station.
They play great music and they have a great overall vibe and energy.
So that was just some of the staff at the Lost Dogs home. And
that was great, wasn't it?
And we have talked about Martha, the crazy cat lady, before.
Yeah, she loves all the cats.
She loves all the cats.
She does.
Now we are talking about what we love about Joy and how Joy brings joy to our world. We do want to hear from you as well, though. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Become a member, 1300JOY949.
Call now. Yep. So, Alan, how did you feel? Like, I approached you to become part of the Joy team. Tell us how you
I was really surprised to start off with. And when you're a vet, you quite often get asked to do little bits of TV stuff and radio stuff. And I have always, always hated it. I'm quite a shy, sort of retiring person. Unless
what?
I'm in the concert. Yeah, I am,
no.
Believe it or not. But when I heard about Taste of Radio, I thought, well, there's really good training. And I'll get out and meet people in the training. Mm. And at the end of the training, if I still don't like it, that's it. It's either going to kill me or cure me.
Yeah.
And it's cured me. And it's been brilliant. And I reckon, you know, I can't recommend it highly enough. Mm-hmm. And since I've done it, I've done bits on TV. I've made a video for Melbourne Uni promoting the dog's home. And it's been great. So it's just opened up this whole new bit of my life. Yeah. And it's just been, I have loved becoming part of the Joy community.
Yeah.
Now, Oslam, you'd done a bit of radio before coming to the Lost Dogs home, but we kind of threw a little bit of a curveball at you. We kind of mentioned it during your interview, and then first day we said, yeah, by the way, you know we're doing a 1 hour radio show. We've got it all confirmed and you're going to be producing it. What was that like?
I was under the impression that it would be a segment on a radio program that would go for 5 minutes. But when I found out that it was an hour long program, initially I was a little worried. I was like, look, there's a lot of work involved for an hour-long program. But the more time I spent at the Lost Dogs home, I just realised the home does incredible work to rehabilitate and rehome abandoned cats and dogs. And so there are so many stories that come with that, and so many stories worth sharing because, you know, there's just so much meaning to it and so much depth. So I feel like, yeah, we've been able to do a great job over the last few months covering those stories. And I think as long as people have a connection with dogs and cats, there's always going to be angles that you can explore.
There's plenty of different ways. Now, you know, if you do want to keep us on air, make sure you call and become a member of Australia's gayest radio station. It's the gayest station in the nation, Joy 94.9. Give us a call, 1300-JOY-949. Or as we talked about before, you can go online and join as a member as well.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy to the world. Radiothon is here. We want you
to get... Radiothon is here.
We want you to get dialing, please. 1-300-JOY-949.
And if you join as a member, we will stop singing.
That's right. We promise. Or you can email at members@joy.org.au to become a member. Or renew your membership at Australia's gayest station in the nation, Joy 94.9. Join now and be in the draw to win a wonderful, gorgeous Suzuki Swift valued at over $21,000, courtesy of our proud Joy sponsor, Yara Suzuki at Abbotsford.
Okay, so in keeping with the Joy to the World theme, we are now getting our Joy passports out and heading up to London.
Now, formerly known as Gracie, Possum was adopted by medical professionals Bonnie and Mark at the age of 7 months as a companion to their other adopted cat, Mungo. Last year, Possum embarked on a life-changing adventure that would see her take a 24-hour plane trip, an exciting tube ride to live the life of an Australian expatriate in downtown London.
Now, Oslam caught up yesterday with the couple before they headed to work really early in the morning.
Joining us on the line and all the way from London town to talk about the Lost Dogs Home Ambassador to England is Bonnie and Mark, the two proud owners of the only possum in London. Thank you for getting up so early to have a chat with us, guys.
Our pleasure.
Hello, good morning.
Well, it has certainly been a pleasure keeping in touch with you guys over the past few months, just to hear about how Possum and Mungo are settling in London. Last time we caught up, I think we got some snaps of them during Christmas.
yes, you did. Battling through the cold Christmas they were.
Yeah, looking very cute in their Christmas attire. How did they sort of handle the snow?
Oh, Well, they probably spent most of their time sitting on the ledge of the window, looking outside, fascinated by it to begin with. Obviously, having never seen anything like that in Melbourne.
They did have a nice Christmas, though. Our sister's a vet, actually, and she sent over a special present for Possum. She sent over a DJ scratching post, so it was a turntable in like a scratching post, and we filled it with catnip. And the whole all Christmas morning, Possum just rubbed her face all over, salivated.
Oh, okay, new career for Possum, DJ Possum.
Yeah, she wasn't very good though. No, they're enjoying their time over here, watching the new bird life from the balcony. Yeah, they're enjoying the sunshine now coming through the 2 days a year that it's sunny in London.
Yeah, finally. They can go outdoors.
They can go outside again.
Well, it's not a huge departure from Melbourne, really, in terms of the weather.
No, that's right.
And so let's go back to when you initially adopted Possum. What attracted you to her?
Her face that looks like a possum.
I think also her story. Like we'd been down a few times to look at different cats, and there were lots of cats that we fell in love with, and we couldn't really keep away from the home. And we'd been online because we thought that was a really good way to sort of keep abreast of finding out sort of the stories behind the cats.
Mm.
And we found that, you know, poor old Possum had been adopted before and then returned and then adopted again. And so we just saw her face and we felt sorry for her. And then when we came down and actually met her in person, we just really fell in love with her nature.
Yeah, she's a very, very good natured cat. She's beautiful.
I suppose that's the key, isn't it? It's to actually go and meet the cat in person and see how you gel.
Yeah, I think as Mark said, the website is a really good way to sort of initially meet them. But then once you go down there and have a hold and a cuddle and face-to-face time, it can be a lot more, I don't know, kind of seal the deal with them, can't it?
And it's really easy. I mean, we went at two different times for Possum, and like it's just relaxed and no pressure. And you can, you know, take them out of their enclosures and hold them. It was good.
Yeah, it's fun.
So once we went down there and saw her, I remember walking in and Bonnie had told me about this cat called Possum, and we obviously seen her on the internet. And we went down and took her.
We already named it.
We took her out of the cage, and she just sort of latched onto me. I couldn't actually shake her, so we just took her straight
she
away.
She literally grabbed Mark, and I couldn't stop laughing. And then Mark turned around and just said to the lady that was there, "He's like, we'll take her."
That was Bonnie and Mark, proud parents of Possum and Mungo, who are now living it up in London. We are really bringing joy to the world. So don't forget to become a member during this year's Radiothon. Now you can catch the rest of that interview before the end of the show today. But to read their story, log on to dogshome.com/possum in London, or just Google, you probably Google Possum in London, or go to dogshome.com and search for Possum in London.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours. Support Joy 94.9 this Radiothon by becoming a member.
Neighbours need to get to know each other.
Call 1-300-JOY-949 now.
Help us continue to bring joy to the world by becoming a member or making a donation to the station for the 2013 Joy Radiothon. This year, it's way too easy just to show your support. Either do it all online at joy.org.au or call 1-300-JOY-949 and we'll do it for you. Every eligible membership goes into the draw for the amazing major prize. Plus, everyone who joins or renews will receive a thank you pack from Joy 94.9 special edition members only fridge magnet. Plus, vouchers and special offers from Joy sponsors and supporters. Joy 94.9 is made in Melbourne for the world. So call or go online now and support your gay and lesbian community radio station so that we can continue to bring joy.
Ding dong, everybody! This is Krista Siegfried, the Finnish entrant for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Bring joy to the world. Become a member during the 2013 Radiothon. Call 1-300-JOY-949 and sign up today. Ding dong!
This is Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9. It is the Joy Radiothon, bringing joy to the world. Don't forget to give us a call and sign up as a member, 1300-JOY-949. And yes, you can win a Suzuki Swift. It is awesome. Now, we've talked quite a lot about the joy that our pets bring to us and the world in general. This joy is due to the presence of a strong human and animal bond. Dogs and people have evolved over thousands of years to live together. Now, Alan, there's been a recent study about this, hasn't there?
There has. There's been some recent research which suggests that as we have lived together for all those thousands of years, there have been parallel changes in our genetic makeup which enable us to live together more successfully. And this phenomenon is called convergent evolution, and it's fairly rare in nature, but it basically means that genes are selected for over all those years for traits such as behavior and diet, which mean that humans and people sort of fit together better. So there tends to have been selection for quiet, friendly dogs who get on with people, and the sequences for transport of neurotransmitters such as serotonin are the same in both species, so they're exactly the same. And the other thing, that when you live together, you tend to eat the same sort of foods, and the sequencing for the processing of cholesterol is the same in both species. So it's all very scientific, but it's quite interesting. You can read more in the National Geographic, and it's just nice to see that bond is really strong.
Sounds exciting. But don't forget, this is a radiothon, and you know, we want to keep that bond going. We want to be able to talk about that bond.
The bond between Joy and you.
And Joy and you, and us and you.
And
you
your
know, pets
allowed,
your pets and Joy, all that kind of stuff. We want to be able to keep talking about that. So become a member, 1300-JOY-949. Don't forget, you can sign up your pets as well as part of a family membership.
Cool.
Now, it is time for a little bit of Beyonce, and we're throwing this one out to Joy because Joy is irreplaceable, and that is the name of the song.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Joy to the World, Radiothon 2013. Call 1300-JOY-949. Do it. You know you want to. In fact, you have to. 1300-JOY-949.
That's right. Join as a member of Joy. You have to do it.
Yes. There's no way around it.
There is no way around it. We have had our first puppy dog member join today. Little Jordan from, I think he's from Altona.
Uh-huh.
He's joined as a member during Pets Aloud. Awesome sauce.
Go you, Jordan.
Go, Jordan. Well, we hope you're listening.
Woof, woof, woof.
I wonder how he must have called. Or maybe he did it online with his paws.
Possibly. Yeah. I know who else did it online. Matthew from Viewbank.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you, Matthew. You took out an individual membership. Nigel from Hurstbridge, Stephen from Melbourne, and Patrick from Thornbury. All
excellent.
Of them took out individual memberships. Thank you, guys.
So you can go online, joy.org.au, and join as a member there. Now, earlier on the show, we talked to Bonnie and Mark, who adopted Possum from our North Melbourne shelter and currently living in London. But here is the rest of that interview.
And so when you brought Possum back home, some time passed and the two of you decided that you wanted to set up shop in London.
Yeah, we were coming over for work, so we were sort of stuck with this option of what we were going to do with the cats. But, I mean, there was never any doubt in our mind that they would come with us. So it was actually a difficult process. The laws for taking cats overseas in terms of quarantine had been lifted into the United Kingdom probably at the start of last year, so it was just a matter of booking them a flight through a company and picking them up at Heathrow. Probably took 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a really smooth process. And then we picked them up 2 days after they left, 2 or 3 days after, and brought them home.
Jet lagged
on the train, on the tube.
Oh, they were just so cute. They just, once we picked them up, it was like when you're at Tullamarine and you see your parents come through the double door. There were a few tears, and there were some very good passengers on the other side, and we had them in their little cages, and we just took them on the tube, and they started waking up, and there was a lot of interaction with other passengers on the train.
Uh-huh. Everyone else had their big suitcases, but we had two cats. And then we brought them back, and we'd got off our tube station, and I popped into the supermarket, and I came back out not even 10 minutes later, and there's Mark with a crowd of ladies around him all peering at the cats. So,
well, you know what they do say about puppies? It also applies to cats. Yeah.
It works for cats as
it
well.
It does. Chick magnet. That's what it is.
That's right.
Middle-aged British women.
Yeah. When we come home, we'll have to come down and get ourselves a dog too.
Well, that sounds awesome, and it's just fantastic to hear that you wanted to share the rest of your life together, even though, you know, the scenery changed. You also took your pets along with you. I think that's a beautiful thing, and I'm sure they're grateful to you.
Yeah, I think it's, and given
given the history of them, we thought we can't abandon them again. So we love them too much. I think you do. They're like children. You do grow with them, and you create a life together. And lucky to have had the life over here with them as well.
And so, looking back now, through your adoption experience and also your experience with Mungo, how would you encourage others to also adopt?
I think once you've made the decision that you want to get a pet, that's the hardest part. And then once you're in, I'd recommend going down with an open mind and an open heart, and interacting with all the staff at the home, and being able to, as we said, take the animals out of the enclosure and get to know them personally, and I think you'll just fall in love really quickly.
Yeah, and also when we got Possum, she was about eight months old, so it's always nice to even play with the animals that might be a little bit older. They tend to have nice personalities, and you know, other than just going around with the little kittens, the older ones seem to have a good personalities, and they also have, as Mark was saying before, a story.
Well, thank you so much for getting up and having a chat with us first thing in the morning. I don't even know if you guys have brushed your teeth.
No, we haven't, and the cats are still asleep, so we can't put them on.
Well, thank you.
We can't say hi.
That's all right. You can give them a pat for us.
We will.
We will.
Well, good luck today.
Thanks a lot, and yeah, hopefully we'll get heaps of members through our radiothon today on Joy.
Well, I hope so. You guys are doing a great job.
Great job, yeah.
Thanks a lot. We'll check in sometime soon.
Okay, bye.
Thank you again to Bonnie and Mark for chatting us to
I love
us
that
from
goodbye.
London.
It was just like when you say goodbye to a family overseas and it just goes on and on. But that was actually quite lovely.
So if you are thinking about adoption, check out our website, which is dogshome.com, to view the profiles of all our dogs and cats that are up for adoption. But we are nearing the end of the show. It is 1:05, which means it's 5 minutes to become a member during Pets Allowed. You've got,
please,
you know, a couple of weeks.
Please call.
But yeah, call during Pets Allowed. 1300 JOY 949. It is Australia's gayest radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi there, this is Kat from the Stilsons. Where's your mama gone? Help bring joy to the world. Become a member during the 2013 Radiothon. Call 1300 JOY 949 and sign up today.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The new Joy 94.9 website is now here. All of your favourite parts of our former website, now with added glitz, glamour, sparkle, and functionality.
And functionality.
Never before has it been easier to be entertained and informed by your gay and lesbian community radio station. Heard a message from a local community group that interests you but missed the details? Head to joy.org.au and click on the community directory. One of our proud Joy sponsors has enticed you to find out more, but you missed their phone number. Check out our new sponsor directory. Missed your favourite Joy program and can't wait till next week's show? Take a look at the program grid, click on your program of choice, and check out their blog and podcast. The new Joy website. The new Joy website. It's the new look this season. Keep informed and entertained with joy.org.au.
It is time for dog dates. It is only 3 minutes to one. Now we're going to be talking about a little bit about the Planet Canine Dog Training, which is at the Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne. Focus of the classes, basic manners, is practical training and problem solving. So things like greeting visitors, greeting other dogs, in focus, coming, called, sitting, dropping, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But if you want to find out more information, it is on their website. Oz, when are some of the classes run?
North Melbourne, Saturday 9 a.m, 10 a.m, and midday. Tuesday 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Thursday 6:30 p.m. and at Coburg as well. Saturdays 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. But of course, you can check all of this out on their website, Planet Canine with the number 9.com.au.
The Lost Dogs Home Centenary Exhibition is open to the public, and you can explore 100 years of fascinating history through a collection of artifacts, videos, and interactive installations. It's every Thursday until the 20th of June from 3 to 6 p.m. at 13 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. You don't need to book. For more information, contact the shelter on 9329 2755.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Pets Allowed Radio Pets Allowed Radiothon show. Our first show this week, Rose was our pet of the week, Alan. What's her ID?
That's right. Rose was our 2-year-old border collie. Her ID number is 929221.
If you missed the show today, don't forget we do podcast the show, which is on joy.org.au. But we will be back next week to help wrap up Radiothon. We got to start it and finish it. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for signing up as members, Jordan, and everyone else that signed up. This is Pets Allowed. It has been a lot of fun.
And keep calling the number 1300-JOY-949 or send an email members@joy.org.au or sign up online.
And don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.